This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel and Hamas agreed to extend a temporary truce by another day, minutes before it was set to expire, according to Qatar, which has been mediating between the two sides. The truce was originally set to expire Thursday morning. Negotiations on extending it came down to the wire, with last-minute disagreements over the hostages being freed by Hamas in exchange for another day of halt and fighting. The Qatari Foreign Ministry said the truce was being extended under the same terms as in the past, under which Hamas has released 10 Israeli hostages per day in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel a day after attending the NATO Foreign Ministers meeting in Brussels, where he tried to reassure allies of continued support for Ukraine as Kyiv prepares for another winter of fighting. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken acknowledged that some have questioned whether the U.S. and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine almost 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion.
But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
Blinken sought to reassure allies concerned that some Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Congress are reluctant to keep funding robust military aid for Ukraine. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Henry Kissinger, a Nobel Peace Prize winner and diplomatic powerhouse whose service under two U.S. presidents left an indelible mark on American foreign policy, died on Wednesday at his home in the state of Connecticut at the age of 100, according to his consulting firm. For details on more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The COP Climate Summit gets underway in Dubai Thursday. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the meeting comes at what scientists say is a crucial moment in the fight against global warming.
Observers call it a crucial moment.
So this is the first time since the Paris Agreement the world has taken stock of how are we doing on the objectives we set ourselves back then. And it's challenging to see what that report says. We should be reducing our emissions by 43% by the end of this decade. The latest trajectory suggests they're actually going to rise by 9% with catastrophic impacts for people all over the world.
The COP summits involve complex negotiations. Most countries want to reduce global emissions. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
After a fatal U.S. Air Force crash of an Osprey, Japan says they'll suspend their own flights of the aircraft, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Japan plans to suspend its own Osprey flights after a U.S. Air Force Osprey based in Japan crashed into the waters off the southern coast during a training mission. Coast Guard aircraft and patrol boats found debris believed to be from the aircraft and an empty inflatable life raft. The Osprey is a hybrid aircraft that takes off and lands like a helicopter, but during flight it can rotate its propellers forward and cruise much faster like an airplane. Ospreys have had a number of crashes, including in Japan, where they are used at U.S. and Japanese military bases. Okinawa's governor says he will ask the U.S. military to suspend all Osprey flights in Japan. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. prosecutors announced murder for hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the hit was supposed to be on a U.S. citizen originally from India.
The charges against Akhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance. Julie Walker, New York.
NATO member Finland has closed its last remaining border crossing with Russia. The move Wednesday comes after the government decided to seal the entire border with its eastern neighbor amid rising political tensions. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.